Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Government increases LPG subsidy by 100 rupees per cylinder for Ujwala Yojana beneficiaries. Centre approves terms of reference to Krishna Water Dispute Tribunal 2 for adjudication between Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. AAP leader Sanjay Singh arrested by Enforcement Directorate in connection with a money laundering case linked to Delhi excise policy scam. Relief and rescue work continues in Sikkim as many areas remain cut off following flash floods in Teesta River. Nobel Prize for Chemistry awarded to 3 US-based scientists for discovery and synthesis of quantum dots. And in Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India's medal rush continues with 18 gold, 31 silver and 32 bronze. Country's medal tally climbs to all-time high of 81. The government has increased the LPG subsidy per cylinder by 100 rupees for the Ujwala Yojana beneficiaries. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said that in a major decision, the Union Cabinet approved an increase in LPG subsidy, raising it from the current 200 rupees per cylinder to 300 rupees per cylinder for the beneficiaries under Pradhan Mantri Ujwala Yojana.
Ujwala ke labharthi jo behne hain, उनको 200 रुपए की बजाय अब 300 रुपए की सब्सिडी मिलेगी 200 से बढ़ाकर 300 कर दिया गया है करोड़ों बहनों को एक बार फिर प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी की ओर से एक बड़ी राहत मदद के रूप में उनको आज का यह निर्णय किया गया है
मिस्टर ठाकुर इन्फॉर्म्ड दैट द यूनियन कैबिनेट आल्सो अप्रूव्ड टर्म्स ऑफ रेफरेंस टू कृष्णा वाटर डिस्प्यूट ट्राइब्यूनल 2 under the Interstate River Water Disputes Act 1956 for its adjudication between Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. He said that the resolution of the dispute will open new avenues of growth in both the states. He also said the government has also approved an amendment to the Central Universities Act 2009 for setting up of Sammakka Saraka Central Tribal University in Telangana.
Telangana Sarkar ne keval Andhra Pradesh aur Telangana ke beech जल बंटवारे को सीमित विषय पर भारत सरकार के समक्ष नई कंप्लेंट दायर की है तथा सुप्रीम कोर्ट में दायर अपनी रिट याचिका वापस कर ली तो इसी परिप्रेक्ष्य में सेकंड कृष्णा वाटर डिस्प्यूट ट्राइब्यूनल ने आंध्र प्रदेश समाधान के लिए नए टर्म ऑफ रेफरेंस देने का निर्णय लिया है इसके अंतर्गत ट्रिब्यूनल अविभाजित आंध्र प्रदेश को कृष्णा नदी से आवंटित जल में से दोनों राज्यों के लिए बंटवारा करेगा जल का
The government today notified the constitution of the National Turmeric Board, which will focus on the development and growth of turmeric and turmeric products in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Culture and Tourism Minister G. Kishan Reddy said, the board will play an instrumental role in increasing awareness and consumption of turmeric and develop new markets globally to increase exports. He said it was a long pending demand of the farmers of Telangana.
कैबिनेट में तेलंगाना के लिए टर्मरिक बोर्ड का एक आर्डर निकालने का आदेश दिया है इससे तेलंगाना के किसानों का बहुत सालों का जो डिमांड था पूरा हुआ है इसमें नेशनल इंटरनेशनल मार्केट कोरोना के बाद टर्मरिक का बहुत बड़ा इम्पोर्टेंस बढ़ गया है डिमांड बढ़ गया
The board will provide leadership on turmeric-related matters, augment the efforts and facilitate greater coordination with the Spices Board and other government agencies on the development and growth of the turmeric sector, India's largest producer, consumer and exporter of turmeric in the world. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, today arrested Aam Aadmi Party Rajya Sabha MP Sanjay Singh in connection with the Delhi excise policy case. Mr. Singh was arrested following the raid at his residence in the national capital. He is the third leader of AAP who has been arrested in this case. Earlier, AAP leaders Satendra Jain and Manish Sisodia were arrested over the charges of corruption. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh today launched the Navy's updated indigenous program Swavlamban 2.0 in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, he said the government is making all possible efforts to make India self-reliant in the defense sector. Mr. Singh added that India is now moving forward in mission mode in the research and development because of the policies framed by the government. During the event, he also released the fifth positive indigenization list of 98 items.
अब तक 411 आइटम्स की 4 पॉजिटिव इंडिजनाइजेशन लिस्ट जारी हो चुकी है। आज इस महत्वपूर्ण अवसर पर 5th पॉजिटिव इंडिजनाइजेशन लिस्ट को रिलीज हम लोगों ने किया है और इससे तक कुछ मुझे बेहद प्रसन्नता हुई है और इस लिस्ट में 98 आइटम्स हैं। अब कुल 509 आइटम्स की 5 पॉजिटिव इंडिजनाइजेशन लिस्ट ये जारी हो चुकी है। हमारे डिफेंस सेक्टर की आत्मनिर्भरता में मैं इसे बड़े कदम के रूप में देखता हूं।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan tomorrow to launch multiple development projects worth over 17,600 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will visit Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh, where he will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone, and dedicate to the nation development projects worth more than 12,600 crore rupees in sectors including road, rail, gas pipeline, housing and clean drinking water. In Rajasthan, the Prime Minister will visit Jodhpur, to lay the foundation stone and dedicate multiple development projects worth about 5,000 crore rupees. Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying Minister Parsuttam Rupala today highlighted the need for sensitivity with animals. Speaking on the occasion of World Animal Day in New Delhi, the minister said affection for animals and nature has always been part of India's culture. Minister of State for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Dr. Sanjeev Balyan said grassroots development is needed to support the animals. In Kashmir Valley, two unidentified terrorists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Kudjar area of Kulgam district today. As per police spokesman, the cordon and search operation is going on in the area. Haryana Chief Minister Manohar Lal today inaugurated the 72nd All India Police Wrestling Cluster event in Haryana Police Academy at Madhuban in Karnal district. The 36 teams and over 2,500 players from police belonging to Haryana and other states are participating in the 72nd All India Police Wrestling Cluster event. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister said, these sports not only provide entertainment, but also instill values, discipline and inspiration in the youth. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts. In Sikkim, 59 people, including 23 army personnel, have been reported missing, while 5 people were confirmed dead after a cloudburst over Lonak Lake in Mangan triggered a flash flood in Teesta River in the Lachan Valley. Speaking to Akashvani News, Chief Secretary of Sikkim, Vijay Bhushan Pathak, said all necessary measures for relief and rescue are being undertaken.
There has been a cloudburst-induced water surge at the Lonak Glacier in North Sikkim, and which has resulted in a flash flood, causing rise in the water levels with high velocities downstreams under the Teesta Basin area, causing major problems in the Chungthang, Dikchu, Singtam and Rangpo areas of state of Sikkim. All necessary measures for restoring the washed out road communication is being undertaken. We are deploying additional forces from the national NDRF.
Singtam and Rangpo sewage treatment plants have been severely damaged. Relief camps have been set up at various schools. In Mangan district, Chungthang remains cut off due to the Thung bridge collapse. Chungthang Sikkim Urja Dam has been washed away, while several bridges have collapsed and houses washed away at Pidang and Dikchu. In Gangtok district, the Indreni and LD Kazi bridges on the Teesta River connecting Singtam and Adarsh Gao and Namchi district were also washed away. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Chief Minister of Sikkim, Prem Singh Tamang, and took stock of the situation arising from the glacial lake outburst flood in parts of Sikkim. The Prime Minister assured all possible support and prayed for the safety and well-being of those affected in the wake of this unfortunate natural calamity. Meanwhile, the National Crisis Management Committee today met under the chairmanship of Cabinet Secretary Rajiv Gauba and reviewed the situation in Sikkim. The Chief Secretary of Sikkim joined the meeting through video conferencing and apprised the committee about the latest situation in the state. Meanwhile, the search and rescue operation by Indian Army for the 23 missing soldiers in a flash flood is continuing. One soldier has been rescued so far. His condition is stable. In West Bengal, there is a flood alert for 7 districts. As a precautionary measure, people in the districts of Kalimpong, Darjeeling and Jalpaiguri have been evacuated to safer places. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee said all steps have been taken to evacuate people to safer places. Kolkata has received incessant rain since yesterday night, leaving the streets inundated and slowing down the traffic. Indo Meteorological Department has forecast that heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue in Bihar, Jharkhand, West Bengal and Sikkim, North Odisha in the next 2 days. It said northeastern part of the country also expected to receive heavy to very heavy rainfall during the next 3 days. The IMD said southwest monsoon has withdrawn from some more parts of Uttarakhand, West Uttar Pradesh and West Madhya Pradesh in remaining parts of Rajasthan and some parts of Gujarat. President Draupadi Murmu said today that the role of the corporate world in managing resources should be that of a trusteeship. Addressing the 55th Foundation Day function of the Institute of Company Secretaries of India, New Delhi, the President said that today India is scaling new heights, be it economic or social development. We are moving towards becoming a leading nation. On the occasion, Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs, Nirmala Sitharaman, said that the government has taken several steps to bring in good corporate governance in the country. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry for the year 2023 has been awarded to 3 scientists for the discovery and synthesis of quantum dots. The 3 scientists are French-American chemist Mongi G. Bawendi, American Louis E. Bruss, and Russian-born Alexei Akimov, all based in the U.S. Quantum dots are tiny nanoparticles whose properties are determined by their size. The discovery has significantly contributed to the technology of QLED televisions and LED lamps, where these nanoparticles are instrumental in creating vibrant colors. In China, Indian athletes had a stellar day at the Hangzhou Asian Games on day 11, winning 12 medals including 3 gold, 5 silver and 4 bronze. India is currently at the 4th place in the medals tally, winning a total of 81 medals. This is India's best ever performance at the Asian Games. Here is the report.
So far, India has clinched 18 gold, 31 silver and 32 bronze medals. In today's event, Neeraj Chopra bagged gold while Kishore Jenna secured silver in the men's javelin throw.
I'm happy with my throw. It was a good throw, 88.88. And for Jenna, I'm very happy today. He was leading, he was doing a good throw. He was having a lot of fun. And the Olympic qualified Jenna. We were pushing both of them.
India got men's gold and women's silver in 4x400-meter relay race. Jyoti Surekha Venom and Ojas Devtale won gold for the country in the compound mixed team archery final. Harmilan Bains won silver in the women's 800-meter final, while Avinash Sable won silver in the men's 5,000-meter final. Lavina Borgohain won silver in the women's 75-kilogram boxing event, while Parveen Huda secured bronze in women's 57-kilogram boxing event. Abhay Singh and Anahat Singh won India bronze in squash, while Ram Babu and Manju Rani won bronze in the 35-kilometer mixed relay race walk. Sunil Kumar won bronze in the men's Greco-Roman 87-kilogram wrestling, giving India a medal in the sport after 13 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the Indian players for their outstanding performance at the Asian Games and wished the team the best for the upcoming events. With Shivani Kashyap, Gaurav Sharma from Sports Desk.
In cricket, the ICC ODI World Cup campaign will commence tomorrow at the Narendra Modi Cricket Stadium in Ahmedabad. The first match of the tournament will be played between England and New Zealand. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government increases LPG subsidy by 100 rupees per cylinder for Ujjwala Yojana beneficiaries. Centre approves terms of reference to Krishna Water Dispute Tribunal 2 for adjudication between Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. AAP leader Sanjay Singh arrested by Enforcement Directorate in connection with a money laundering case linked to Delhi excise policy scam. Relief and rescue work continues in Sikkim as many areas remain cut off following flash floods in Teesta River. Nobel Prize for Chemistry awarded to 3 US-based scientists for discovery and synthesis of quantum dots. And in the Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India's medal rush continues with 18 gold, 31 silver and 32 bronze. Country's medal tally climbs to all-time high of 81. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.